Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Do you have a dehumidifier? Well, you've come to the right place at the right time. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez with you. A special show today focusing on dehumidifiers and the safety issue that surrounds them. And joining me on the live line is Sophie Miranda. She's from Cedarburg, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for joining us live on the line here this Saturday morning. And I came across your story. A friend of mine sent me a link to your Facebook page, and taken aback by what happened to you and your family with the loss of your dog, Bubba. Tell us the story.
So it all started one day when my dad left to go to a meeting, and he came back a little earlier than usual. And when he opened up the garage door, he started to smell a faint smell of smoke, but not really thinking anything of it. During the summer, people burn things outside all the time. So he went and opened the door that connects to our house and was immediately met with this big black wall of smoke. And he tried to open doors to get the smoke to come out. He tried calling for our dog, Bubba, over and over and over. And once he realized that he wasn't able to do anything, he decided to close back up the door and call 911. And as he was telling us this story, he was telling us how he was just shaking and how he could barely even dial 911. And
sure,
finally, the paramedics and the fire department and everyone came in about 5 to 7 minutes and came into the house and checked it all out, went downstairs. Obviously, our neighbors came outside and tried to comfort my dad. My mom came home from work, and my dad had to tell her that the firefighters had just said that Bubba didn't make it.
Oh.
Of course, we were all just devastated. And following that, the firefighters came back out and said that the fire was mostly contained, or the worst of the fire, I guess to say, was mostly contained to the basement where the dehumidifier had been. But the reason why Bubba didn't make it is that our house was so tightly closed up because it was the middle of August and the AC was running that the smoke just went all throughout the house, incurring massive smoke damage. And he basically ended up just breathing in all the smoke and passing away that way.
So this was traced to a Chinese dehumidifier.
Yes, so we had the brand Solius Air dehumidifier, and the part that was faulty is made by a Chinese company, Gree. And the part is the heat sensor that senses if the machine is overheating due to overwork or things like that. And basically what happened is it didn't sense that the machine was overheating and it spontaneously combusted. The fire went through the cord to the wall and then ignited the whole wall, which caused our whole basement to go up in flames.
Now, describe for us, if you could, Sophie, what it was like after the fire around your house.
I guess the key thing to say was what was left of the house, if that's the right way to say it, I think. Going into the house was definitely an eerie feeling. We would go in, and because the main level and the level above just had extreme smoke damage, everything was just gray. So it didn't look like there was much. It looked like you were walking into a black and white movie, I would say. So everything was just covered in a layer of smoke. So you could see all your possessions, but you couldn't touch them. You couldn't keep them because they were so damaged. So that was a deflating feeling,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you had all these things, but you didn't really have them if that makes any sense. And then going in your base in our basement was just so eerie. You would mm-hmm. be down there and it would be completely silent. It would smell like you had been at your fifth grade campfire all day, and everything was just melted and black. And growing up in this house, you never think that your childhood home or any home you live in, this would happen. I think everyone always hears of someone else having a fire, or you see it on the news and you're like, that's devastating.
And you would never think of a plug-in appliance as inconspicuous as a dehumidifier
right.
being responsible for such a devastating loss. Now, how has this changed the family and the household?
Oh, that's a really good question. So now we are very careful with what we plug into our home, with what we keep on during the day. I know we used to keep almost everything in our kitchen plugged in, knowing that nothing was really going to happen. But now that we've seen something as, like you just said, small as a dehumidifier just go up in flames, we make sure to unplug things. We made sure when we were remodeling to put smoke detectors everywhere. We made sure that we double-check turning off the stove, double-check turning off my mom's and my hair appliances, things like that. So we're definitely way more cautious and way more to recommend to other people how to be more cautious about their home.
So tell us about Bubba Barks Back. Why did you start that?
So Bubba Barks Back was just a little idea of mine right after the fire. We were all obviously devastated. It was a couple days after, and my whole family was together. And I said, well, haven't other people gone through this before? And my dad mentioned that the firefighter had said that recently they've been seeing a bunch of fires caused from it. And a light bulb went on, and I was like, well, why don't other – if we didn't know about it, this typical Midwestern family who doesn't really – do anything extreme or anything, this happens to them and they don't know about it, how can we spread that word?
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm going to school for marketing, I think it just plugged into my head that, oh, social media, this is something that if you log on to Facebook, you can see a bunch of different causes going around all the time, and people share everything in an instant. So this is our perfect platform to start.
Mm-hmm.
Just let people know what happened to us and how they can get connected to resources. I think that was the simplest way of going about it. And then I think I was also confused why, like, GRE or Solius Air or the makers of these products, the sellers of these products, also didn't do the same thing. So I wanted to capitalize on that.
And certainly we want to help in that cause, and hence having you on today and promoting what you're doing in awareness for dehumidifier safety and Bubba Barks Back. Today on the program, if you do have a dehumidifier, I'd like you to go downstairs or wherever it is in your house and check its brand and come back and give us a call at 803-0930. And I have the complete list published by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. We'll see if your brand is on that list and what you should do about it if it is. 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN, cell calls at *930. Text us on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 30930. Email me anytime during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. Better Living Sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our brand new small projects division, and our retooled handyman division with projects 8 hours or less in our handyman department. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to the Clarence side on Transit Road heading north and say good morning to our Kumbadi, Gabriel Maddalena, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank, there on Transit Road in Clarence. Buongiorno, Gabriel.
Good morning and buongiorno, Dominic. How are you?
Good. It's the first time that we can say it. 129 years of putting people first. That's Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Absolutely, Dominic. 1891 is when we started. And, we have such a great board of directors who are so vested in the Western New York communities that this is our place. This is our home. We're proud to call it our home. We're going to call it our home for hopefully another 129 years. And when you think about it, for a bank our size, we have survived so much. the stock market crash in 1929, which led to the Great Depression, savings and loan issues in the 1980s, and most recently the 2008 financial crisis and sublending fallout.
There you go. And with that said, we start the new year with some old news, and that is the 3.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit continues.
Absolutely. Just like you said, 3.5% fixed for the first 12 months and no closing costs. There's nothing at all. Customer comes in, they apply for the home equity line of credit. We take over from there. We take over the cost, take over the closing costs and everything. And, you know, you can use a home equity for tuition, debt consolidation, or what most people use it for, home improvement projects.
There you go. 3.5 fixed for a year, no cost whatsoever. Interest-bearing accounts, great mortgage rates. It's all at the bank that's been around for 129 years with the same name, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Gabriel, the phone number there.
688-6114.
Repeat that for us, Gabe.
688-6114. Go Bills.
Go Bills for 129 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore. Lakeshore.
Maybe it's time for a fresh start. Or to make a promise for your health. Or to choose this year for you and your family to be better together. From wellness to belonging, achievements and relationships, in the new year, the YMCA is the perfect place for you and your family to discover your own reason why. From staying active to having space to run off some energy, weight management classes to time for the whole family to get together, our programs, classes, and facilities are made for you to make your own. So find what matters most to you and your family this January at the Y. When you join on January 1st, we'll even waive your join fee, a savings of up to $75. Or join the rest of the month and save half the join fee. To bring our family and yours together, visit ymcabuffaloniagara.org or stop into any branch to learn more and to discover your reason why.
The hottest show from Miami Beach is coming to Falls View Casino. Conga, live February 4th to 10th at Niagara Falls View Casino. With a huge cast of dancers and singers, plus a rockin' salsa band, this full-scale production weaves its way through some of the greatest dance hits of all time, including Livin' La Vida Loca, She Bangs, Conga, and Anything for You. Conga brings the excitement and color of a full-blown carnival to the stage. You'll be dancing in your seats to international favorites by Gloria Estefan, Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, Jennifer Lopez, and more. Now's your chance to catch the hottest production of the year, Conga. Visit FallsViewCasinoResort.com for tickets. Conga, live, February 4th to 10th. At Niagara Falls View Casino.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Torsion Spring went on the garage door at the Cortese household a couple weeks ago, called my friend Joe Follow from Gorilla Garage Gear. Joey sent his Angel out. That's his name, Angel, his repairman, and just replaced the torsion. That's all I needed was a new torsion spring. And that's all they did. Kept the price low, got me back up in no time. Gorilla Garage, you're known now for garage door repair, as well as state-of-the-art overlay coatings for your garage floor. Come springtime, you're going to want to have a new garage floor like we have. And you can get one with a discount by calling Joe Afalo at Gorilla Garage Gear. The number is 715-6927, 715-6927. Call Joe today and get ready for that dusty, dirty, pitted garage floor to go away. Get a new garage door, repair your garage door, or get your garage organized for the new year with garage organizing equipment. 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:25 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930. That's the number for you to dial this Saturday morning as the lines are all full right now. And let me reset the table. Sophie Miranda is on the live line calling us from outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where she has started an awareness campaign called Bubba Barks Back after Bubba, her dog, passed away in a fire caused by a Chinese dehumidifier that started on fire. The Solius brand, with the parts made by Gree, G-R-E-E, that is probably the manufacturer of virtually every brand of dehumidifier on the market. Names that include Frigidaire, Solius Air, Kenmore. Yes, these are American brand names, folks, and they're made in China with Chinese parts. They are indeed unsafe. Interesting fact, Gree took down their website. The United States Consumer Product Safety Commission, I have put the link up on the WBEN Facebook page. You can get to it there. Verify your brand. Check for recall. All there for you and the list published by the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission. The texters so far have written in Frigidaire. Yes, Frigidaire is on the list. I have all of the model numbers on the website that I've sent, put up on the link, so you can see that there. I mentioned Kenmore. Another texter is asking about LG. I don't see LG on the list. I don't believe LG is Chinese made. I think it's Korean made. Sophie, you've started an interesting dialogue here, and it really laps back into the discussion about what we let come into this country as a manufactured product.
I totally agree, and I think it's also begging the question of what laws govern our safety with these Chinese products and current trade discretion, manufacturing differences, worker safety, things like that.
Okay. Let's get some callers on who'd like to wish you condolences for losing Bubba and discuss this important subject as we go to Amherst, New York now. And Donna, good morning. You're on with Sophie Miranda.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Donna.
Let me send my thoughts out to this poor woman who lost her dog.
Yes.
I have two small dogs in my home. For that reason, I use my dehumidifier, but I'm very cautious. I never run it when I'm not in the home, and I always unplug it from the outlet just to make sure.
What brand is it?
I have two. I have a Fetters. They're very old. I have a Fetters, and I also have an Amana.
Fetters is on the list.
It is.
Yes.
I will...
Check the model numbers on the Consumer Product Safety Commission link that I put up on WBEN's Facebook page. There's two models, Fetter models. The other brand you have is what?
Amana.
Amana. I don't see Amana on the list.
Okay. Well, I will check the Fetters out. But my question really is, I have a newer home, and I'm never quite sure whether I even need that dehumidifier in my basement. I don't have a feeling that it is damp. And I don't have any fuzz like I did from my old house.
Yeah. So what you want to do is get humidistat, do a reading, humidity level reading in your basement. If it's below 50, and you might want to do this in the summer because that's when humidity generally rises in the summer, then you really don't need a dehumidifier. I haven't, frankly, to be honest with you, though, seen a basement that doesn't have some higher level of humidity, especially in the summer months. But if it's hovering at 50 or below, technically you could argue that you don't need one.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much for that information.
Okay. Check out the Facebook page. The lists are there with the model numbers. And so far one of yours is suspect, so check that out.
helpful. Thank you.
Okay, Donna, thanks for your call. Donna's line is now free. Jump on the phone and give us your brand of dehumidifier. We'll tell you if it's on the Consumer Product Safety Commission list. Again, the link is on the Facebook page. To the next stop is Tonawanda. Phil, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi, good morning, Dominic. I only heard the last part of you on the radio when you asked people to call in with their brands, but I would like to just tell the woman who you're on with, it's terrible that that happened with
yes.
her dog, and I'm so sorry for her.
Well, that's nice of you to say that. Okay. What brand do you have?
We have a Frigidaire Electrolux.
Yep, that is on the list. Frigidaire is on the list. So there's again, the model numbers are on the link I put up, so check that out. And be safe with that dehumidifier.
Okay, every year we've had these dehumidifiers for, 10 years. Every year something happens to it. Fortunately, we buy for $40 or so, we buy the warranty, and they take it back, or we throw it away, and they send us a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always different things that go wrong with it. One year it was banging, clanging.
Nope. Yes.
I mean, it just wasn't removing any water from the basement.
Right. That is a very interesting observation, by the way. Fact is that I believe it can be proven that the effectiveness level of these dehumidifiers is probably not as reliable as we think. They are reading a humidity level that may be a false positive. I can actually prove this to be true when Peter Gordon, one of our sponsors from Indoor Air, coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll be talking about the product that they have, an American-made dehumidifier. A lot more money, but reliable, and a exact reading on the humidity level. So that's an interesting observation about how effective they really are, as well as how safe they really are.
Well, we've done the research, and it looks like this gets the top notch of all of the dehumidifiers,
mm-hmm.
always the Frigidaire. And so.
Yeah. Well, it is Chinese-made, so be aware of that. It is the bottom of the hour. It is time for the top of the news. We'll be back with more on this interesting topic of how safe is your dehumidifier right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for January 4th. It's game day.
Everybody knows what we're playing for, both sides included. It's win or go home. It's the playoffs. It's what we wanted, what we worked for. Now we got to go out there and play a game on Saturday. So coming in here, executing our game plan, trying to practice as hard as we can and make it as game-like as possible. Our scout team's giving us a really good look, so we're just trying to be as prepared as possible for anything that they can throw at us.
That's Josh Allen, who's making his playoff debut today as the Bills pay a visit to the slightly favored Houston Texans. Sean McDermott stressed that playing in the playoffs requires much of the same preparation that you'd see for a regular season game, but the intensity is certainly cranked up a notch.
I'll be looking forward to watching our team play and perform. I mean, it's a great opportunity for our organization. You know, I've been there before, albeit in mostly a different capacity, but I'm just excited that our guys have earned this opportunity. I'm excited to see how they perform, and I'm excited for our fan base to support us down there, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Kickoff is set for 4:35, and the Bills are not the only Buffalo team in action today. The Sabres host the Florida Panthers for 90s night at 1 o'clock, and you can catch coverage of that game starting at noon right here on WBEN. A code blue is in effect tonight in Buffalo and Southern Erie County. Daytime warming centers will be open tomorrow, and the following overnight shelters will be open tonight from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Harbor House at 241 Genesee Street, Holy Cross at 412 Niagara Street, and the Rural Outreach Center at 765 Olean Road in East Aurora. The WBEN First Alert forecast today: cloudy with periods of snow accumulating 1 to 3 inches. And then tonight, cloudy with a couple of snow showers, a little additional accumulation, a low of 28 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a couple of flurries in the morning, followed by snow at times in the afternoon and at night, accumulating an additional coating to an inch. And then the high tomorrow will be 35 degrees. It's currently 33 and cloudy in Buffalo.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. The surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Oh, John.
Mary.
You wonderful, wonderful man. Tickets to the 6th annual Mac Attack?
Anything for you, my love.
The cheesiest day of the year is back. Kiss 98.5 and Cabot Cheese present Mac Attack. Wrap your lips around Buffalo's ultimate comfort food, featuring mac and cheese from your favorite local restaurants. Tickets on sale now at kiss985.com.
Out of the way, bub. You're blocking the Mac.
Attack the Mac. The 2020 Mac Attack, January 19th. Presented by Cabot Cheese. Award-winning and farm family. Family owned since 1919.
We always like to say what happens at the roast stays at the roast.
And for good reason. If you want to hear the stories you'll never get from a press conference, you'll need to get a ticket to this year's Celebrity Roast of Eric Wood at Buffalo Riverworks.
Celebrity Roasters Richie Incognito and more will take their shots at Eric. There'll be a full dinner, charity auction, and Pella VIP reception before the roast.
Get your tickets at WGR550.com. Presented by Liberty Cab, Ride Local, Ride Liberty, and Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino.
This is Eric Wood. I hope to see you there.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again.
As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Do you want to sail away? Is your furnace also on the fritz? Anyone who gets a new furnace from Emerald this month gets a cruise voucher for two. Carrie and I went on one to make sure it was legit. And it is. We had a blast. So get your new furnace and still take that vacation. Qualified purchases only. Voucher supply is limited. Call Emerald for details.
Comfort is always on call.
Go Bubble!
Buffalo!
Thank you, Buffalo, for such a great season. This is Bill Yonke, president of Liberty Cab, and we would like to thank you, Western New York, for all your business last year. We are so proud to be your ride of choice and get everyone home safely. Let's make 2020 another great year and another great football season. Have fun, but please be safe. If you need a ride, call us at 877-7111. Let's go, Buffalo!
Hey, those icicles hanging down from your roof sure are pretty, aren't they? They're a pretty good sign, too, that you have heat loss happening. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and those big, beautiful icicles are a sure sign it might be time for a new roof. Don't wait for spring to get your roof problems fixed. Call the people at Ava. They'll fix it right now. Ava Roofing, that's right. When you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Because Ava's not worried about the temperature outside, they're concerned with the temperature inside your home. That's why Ava's always has an expert foreman on every job. Getting the job done is an important part, and getting it done right is top priority. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them today to schedule a free estimate. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:37 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. A very important subject matter for our topic this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. How safe is your dehumidifier? My guest on the live line calling us from outside Milwaukee is Sophie Miranda, who has started Bubba Barks Back, an awareness campaign after she lost her dog Bubba to a fire caused by a Chinese dehumidifier. And the aftermath of that fire, not only the loss of the dog, but the devastation to their household, the smoke damage that ensued, and the rebuilding of their lives, all from a cheap appliance that you never would think twice about causing such damage. A lot of texters are writing in about their brands. Let's see. First and foremost, if someone is asking me if they're not on Facebook, how can they get the link? Just go to a website, the Consumer Product Safety Commission website, and you can get the list there. I don't see Perfect Air on the list, so that texture, you look good. Frigidaire is on the list. Now, here's an interesting statement. Dominic, my dehumidifier is a Signature 2000 made by Frigidaire. It has a Made in the USA sticker on it. Yeah, isn't that ironic? How many products that I have seen this case where they've said Made in the USA, but yet they've come through China? Because the assembly occurs here, they're saying it's made here, and the parts are from China. Isn't that amazing? But it's a fact. So be aware of that, and I would check out your model number on that Frigidaire 2000. Whirlpool is not on the list. I believe that is an American made. I'm not sure, but it's not on the list. Idyllis, purchased at Lowe's. I'm not seeing Idyllis on the list, but verify. Let me just double check that. I don't see Idyllis. So that may mean it's safe, although it may be like Solus Air, one of those brands that is operating under a different, couple other nameplates. But it's not on the list nonetheless. So 803-0930, that's the number for you here to speak with Sophie Miranda and share your condolences on the loss of Bubba. As we move next to Buffalo and chat with Joan. Good morning, Joan. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. Number one, I want to offer true condolences to the owner of Bubba, because losing a dog, and especially because of an appliance.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel very badly.
Well, thank you.
I thank you for bringing up this topic, because this is something I had never considered. I'm 76 years old. I live alone. I have a Frigidaire dehumidifier in my basement. It was installed in 2010. I check it all the time just to make sure it's functioning, because when I had it installed, they hooked up a hose that goes directly into the drain.
Mm-hmm.
this appliance was purchased from Orville's. So, you know.
And what brand is it?
It's Frigidaire.
Okay. If you have access to the website, Consumer Product Safety Commission, or go to the Facebook page, I just, WBN Facebook page, I posted the link there. The list is, and model numbers are all listed.
Okay, well, how do I find, as I said, I'm 76 years old, I have a lot of problems. Where do I find the model number?
Somewhere on the unit there will be a model number.
Okay, I'll try.
You have to check around all four sides of it. All right? Okay, dear. Thanks for the call, Joan. Let's move along to Wheatfield next and speak with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're next.
Good morning. We have a Woods Frost Guard. Is Woods, W-O-D-S, on that list?
W-O-D-S. Don't see that. Don't see it.
Well, that's good. But like you said, you don't know the parts go in there. It says made in the U.S. So.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, the list is quite extensive. I'll read through some of the names again. Danby, DeLonghi, Fetters, Fellini. And what's really a kick in the teeth are American brands. Frigidaire, Kenmore. You know, those are names that you think you could trust. GE, Gree, Norpol, Premier, Seabreeze, Solusaire, Superclima, Fetters, Fellini. So I don't know. You don't really know for sure, I guess, unless, you know, and as they said, even if it says American made, you can't be certain it is. To back to the phones we go at 803-0930. And our next stop is Carol in Tonawanda. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Dominic. We disconnected our dehumidifier because it wasn't working very well, pulling out the moisture. So I'm wondering, would you recommend just a regular fan to circulate the air? Would that help any?
Fans are great, moving the air, getting some fresh air ventilating through, opening basement windows in the summer months. You can definitely lower your humidity level that way very effectively. If you have excessive humidity, however, and you want to keep the house closed up, especially if you are air conditioning, then a dehumidifier is really the only answer. And there are other solutions. Coming up in a little bit, we'll be speaking with Peter Gordon from Indoor Air, and he does sell an American-made dehumidifier, very effective, more expensive for sure, but very effective and reliable, and again, American-made. So,
of course, it's worth it.
Well, there you go. I mean, I would ask Sophie to chime in, you know, what price tag would she put on her dog? I mean, for God's sakes, that's a stupid statement to even make, right, Sophie?
Right. I don't think there's any price you can put on that. I mean, he was like a kid to my parents and like a family member.
Exactly. Exactly. So a $1,500, which is what they are, whole house dehumidifier, American-made, I think is certainly worth the investment. And not have to worry about this nonsense that we're being, you know, that's being shoved down our throat, especially when we see an American brand name with a Chinese part that's potentially a fire starter.
I agree. May I say I'm sorry to Sophie, too?
Surely.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
So nice.
All right. Thanks for your call. And 803-0930 if you'd like to chime in and speak to Sophie. And her effort at educating the public on the issue of Chinese fire starter dehumidifiers and the loss of her dog, Bubba. Go to her Facebook page, Bubba Barks Back, and lend a word of support. And be aware that this is a real problem that you need to identify as to whether you have a recalled model. Again, Gree, the manufacturer of all of these brands, at least the parts that are suspect, has taken down their website, but you can find the list, United States Consumer Product Safety Commission, cpsc.gov. And again, I put the link up on WBN's Facebook page. 803-0930, good morning from Dominic Ortiz. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. We always anticipate a phone call at this time from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals, and we largely speak about how important it is to have clean indoor air, and that breathing polluted indoor air is unsafe, column duct cleaning system is the answer. They'll blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, suck it all out, leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. But today, Peter, we're on a hot topic, and you have a solution to our listeners, for our listeners.
Yeah, well, okay, let's jump right into that for now. Yeah, everybody knows that this is flu season, and, you know, thorough duct cleaning by indoor air will bring down the particle counts tremendously to help prevent the spread of flu. But, yeah, first of all, my condolences to Sophie and to Bubba. And, you know, we talk about this, and we would always kind of, you know, we'd laugh, ha-ha, Chinese fire starter, but it is for real, okay? So the product that we carry is made up in that area in Wisconsin, and it's, well, let's go to your house in July when we plugged it in. You were getting, as you said, a false reading off your Chinese fire starter, which was 48, and when we plugged in our unit, it was 62.
That's right.
I mean, come on. So here's the big deal. Besides them being safe and made in the U.S., and yeah, they're more expensive. They sound like they're four times more expensive, but with a five-year full warranty and a 10-year lifespan, check this out. They use 40% of the energy or 60% less energy and dry five times as much. And the reason they're so energy efficient is because they're not running all the time.
There you go. And I, again, as we've already said, how do you put a price tag on a pet's life, on anyone's life, on your household belongings and on your house itself in that you run a fire risk with an unsafe appliance like this?
Yeah, no question about it. And let me just say one more great, you know, the other thing with indoor air professionals being a full-service indoor air quality company, we have, that's one of our great products, but we have an amazing medical-grade air purifier, which is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. They're just amazing. You have one of those as well.
Yes.
And, you know, it's, once again, we're trying to combat cold and flu and all that stuff. And if you can bring down the particles, which both these machines do, you might not even have forced air and need duct cleaning if you have radiant heat. Both of these products are for you still, and they kill 94 to 100% of bacteria, mold, and virus, and everything is in stock, and Lori is there to take your calls today.
683-3000, that's a number you're going to dial for your indoor air professional services, which include duct cleaning, and we mentioned the high-capacity dehumidifiers and the air purifiers. Peter, any specials this week we want to highlight?
Duct cleaning today. A first-timer can still get $49 off, and, of course, we have greater deals for senior law enforcement, military, and veterans, and first responders. But I told her already to dial up an extra special deal on the high-capacity dehumidifier and the medical-grade air purifiers.
Great.
Just in honor, you know, in memory of this tragic event here.
There you go. Thank you for doing that. 683-3000, you'll get a discount on a high-capacity dehumidifier if you call right now. 683-3000, got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Ice cream. All the ice cream in my house, in the world, and most of my stuffed animals.
My video games and, my phone.
What would you give for your freedom? Would you give your eyesight? Would you give ever seeing the sunset again? Would you give the ability to see your children's future? Thousands of brave men and women who served in the United States Armed Forces have given their eyesight in defense of our freedom. And the Blinded Veterans Association wants to give them their freedom back, but it needs your help. Go to BVA.org to find out about how BVA's free programs and services, advocacy, education, peer support, scholarships, and more help America's heroes to not just deal with the emotional and physical issues of sudden sight loss or impairment, but actually work to get them back to the independent lives they deserve to live. Go to BVA.org to find out how you can make a difference. They fought for your independence, and by going to BVA.org, you can find out how to help these veterans regain theirs. Go to BVA.org today.
When you live and play in Western New York, there are perks. So before you stop out to your favorite local businesses, stop into GetMyPerks.com and save on your favorite restaurants, shops, and services. Sitting in a cold car is no fun. Skip scraping off your windows with a keyless car starter from B&R Auto Accessories. Right now, get a $379 starter for just $279, only from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at GetMyPerks.com.
This is Jim at a party.
Dude, pass it. Hi there.
This is Jim making nachos.
Hi there.
This is Jim watching his favorite horror movie.
Oh yeah, definitely hi there.
And this is Jim driving his car.
Dude, not hi there.
Jim's making good decisions and not getting behind the wheel when he's high. Because he knows that if you feel different, you drive different. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's often said that the only sure things in life are death and taxes, but there's definitely a third one, and that's change. Life is full of inevitable changes, and your success and happiness can depend on how you respond to changes you face. I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. In either case, you need the support of a trusted legal partner. Talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on, and that never changes.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Buffalo area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 716-422-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Williamsville, 300 International Drive, Suite 100, Williamsville, New York, 14221.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full, too fast? Even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, and pelvic pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge Campaign.
Hammer time!
Have you checked your dehumidifier yet? Don't wait until it's too late. Go to the WBN Facebook page, click on the Consumer Product Safety Commission link, and check to see if your brand is there. Also, the Gree brand or the Gree manufacturer nameplate has taken down their website, so you can't rely on the manufacturer to supply the right information to you. You will need to go to the Consumer Product Safety Commission to research this on your own. There's also another list in the Midea manufactured dehumidifier recall link. Sophie, explain to us if there's parallel in the brand names, or is that a whole nother list of brands?
To my knowledge, is a whole nother list of brands within that second link.
Really?
There definitely includes more. I think it's important to say that it's not enough just to check one link. It's perfectly, I think it's another responsibility to you as a product owner to check the other one. Plus, they might have more information. They also have a link that was similar to what Gree's was before, where you could plug in the brand, the model, and the serial number and click a button, and it could tell you right away if it was verified as recalled or not.
Okay. So I've just clicked on the Midea manufactured dehumidifiers. It's MIDEA-manufactured. And the website is recallrtr.com, recallrtr.com. And, wow, look at all these brands. Airworks, Allen, Arctic King, Arctic Air, Bomark, Comfort Star, Comfort Air, Continental Electric, Coolworks, Crosley, Daewoo, Danby, Danby Designer, It goes on and on. There's actually a bigger list here than there is on the other link as well. So, everyone listening, check both out now: ConsumerProductSafetyCommission.gov and RecallRTR.com. There's some other texters that are asking about their brands. Again, everyone, I want you to check these out on your own. But Perfect Air, I don't see that on either list. I do see it on this list. Perfect Air is on this Medea list. Allison is not on either list. Black & Decker, not on either list. General 25, I don't see that one either. So anyway, this is a big subject and limited time left for us to try to really get our arms around how big of a deal this is, other than the fact that consumer education is what it's all about. And thank you, Sophie, for waving the flag here and using your loss for everyone else's gain.
Of course.
Let's go to the phones, and our next stop is West Seneca. Gary, good morning. You're next on WEN.
Yes, I have a portable humidifier I bought 6 years ago. I wonder if it's on either list. It's a GE Energy Star.
Yes, GE is on the list. It's on both lists.
Oh.
Yep. So
what should I do now?
Well, first and foremost, verify your model number
by
going to the website and then follow the instructions on recall. Who's supporting, Sophie, if you know, who's supporting the recall efforts?
I don't know for sure who is supporting the recall efforts. I know that the Consumer Product Safety Commissioner, Joe Martak, has been commenting along with some of the news things about mine and talking about increasing awareness around these issues, but I don't know if they're the ones supporting anything with them.
Okay. So I think the first and foremost, we want to promote the fact that we want people to be safe. So if you are on the list, I would unplug the unit. I would try to attempt maybe to return it to where you bought it, depending on how old it is and whether they'll even entertain the idea. But I believe on the Consumer Product Safety Commission page, there's some instructions on what to do after you've identified your brand.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Okay, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Our next stop is Amherst. And Dan, good morning. You're on WEN.
Yeah, thank you. My question is this. I have a dehumidifier. It's a Danby, and it's plugged in, but I always turn it off before I leave the house. Now, can it start a fire if it is turned off but still plugged into the wall?
I'm going to guess, and this is a guess, that the answer is no. If it's turned off, then it's not running, and I would believe it would need to be running in order to be a hazard.
Sure.
But I wouldn't want anything that was recalled to be in my house, period.
Yep.
So I would check out your model number. It's on the Medea list. I don't know whether it's on the... I have to check to see if it's on the other list.
What do we buy if we don't go to indoor air? What do we buy?
Good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you to do other than get rid of what you have if it's on the recall list. Danby is on both lists.
All right. Thank you much.
Okay. And that's a very good question. If you're not going to spend $1,500 for a quality dehumidifier that's safe and American-made, what are you going to do? Because every other brand falls into this category of a Chinese-manufactured dehumidifier, including names, as I said, that we have come to think are reliable and American. Frigidaire, GE, Kenmore. Who would thought that we would be suspect of those names? But indeed, they are Chinese-imported and Chinese parts. Well, time has whizzed by, Sophie, and I want to thank you for, again, your consumer awareness. Keep us in the loop as to developments on what you might find as far as recourses and the results of some of these recalls, if you could.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me on, Dominic, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, and sorry for the loss of Bubba. And as they say, he lives on in our memory as well as in your mission.
Thank you so much.
Go Bills, and have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.